Folks, hello and welcome to Tavern Chat. I'm your host, Eric Tenkor, your bartender in the OSR. And today, we're going to look at the article, Gift Ideas for Game Masters. And personally, I think they're all horrible ideas for most GMs. I've got my own ideas for your GMs. As a side note, OSR Christmas will be kicking off probably later this week. At least 12 days over the next month or so, we'll be giving away stuff either here on the YouTube/podcast channel or on the blog site, tenkarstavern.com. So, this article's up on Endworld. I am in the Poconos, therefore I don't have my side screen, so it's going to be a little bit different for me. Probably better for you on your end for me to share this article this way, but for me, it's a pain to flip between tabs. In any case, get GM ideas for game masters, gift ideas. So what do we have? We have a jewelry box. Okay. We'll just go on from there. Dice tower. Listen, anybody who wants dice tower already has a dice tower. And those that don't have dice towers probably don't want them. All right, we'll move on from there. 60-sided bronze die. So you're going to get your GM a gift that he will never use. All right, fantasy coins. You know what? Fantasy coins are cool. I have backed a number of Kickstarters for shit like this. And you know what happens with it? Absolutely nothing. Because it never gets used. Okay. Portable dragon wooden dice box. Yeah, no, nobody's walking around with their dice in a dice box. It ain't happening. It's an interesting idea. Maybe of these gifts that we're looking at, this might be the most useful. But if it's a choice between a dice box and, a dice bag, I'll go with the dice bag, personally. Tokens. Yeah, okay. No. If you're going to use stuff, you're going to use miniatures. If you're using tokens, you're probably using virtual tokens. So I just don't see it. What do we got here? Metal Dragon D&D Dice Set Copper Material. $65. Four dice that you can't read. Seriously. I know. Built-in Hero Vault. All right. If your GM has enough minis, this or a toolbox. Fishing tackle box, right? So, hey, look at that. We looked at it all, and what do we see? Whole lot of, in my opinion, nothing. If you're going to buy your GM a gift, it should be a gift that literally keeps on giving. So what does that mean? Well, if you are gaming via a VTT, right? Say you're gaming via Roll20. Get your GM a one-year pro subscription or whatever they call it to enhance everybody's gameplay and to make their job easier. All right. Maybe an Amazon gift certificate or a gift certificate to a local game store. I would have said Barnes & Noble, but are there bookstores left? You get a gift certificate. They buy what they need possibly for the game. Or maybe you've all discussed it, and you're like, oh, man, we'd all like to play the new Aliens RPG, but nobody wants to invest the money in it. You pull your money, and you buy the game, and you give it to your GM and say, hey, here's your Christmas gift. It's kind of like a gift for everybody. And really, when you think about it, a GM gift should be a gift for everybody. You give them a gift certificate. Hopefully, it's for something that they can use in a game. Maybe your next adventure path, if you're playing the adventure path, or that new setting that everybody wanted to check out, or the new splat book. The person who tends to spend the most in a gaming group is the designated DM. Right, the GM spends the money. Everybody else reaps the benefits. When it comes to something like the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, gift-giving time, I think as the gift givers, the group, you're pooling your money, right? You should be getting something that is going to not just enhance your GM, but give back to the group. Now, it could be that maybe your GM is running things on a VTT. They've got an old computer. Maybe you pull your money together and you get them, a relatively inexpensive laptop that's still better than their 10-year-old PC to bring them up to speed. Why not? Well, I mean, think about it. What's more useful, metal dice that you can't read and your GM can't read and will likely damage a table if you throw them on the table, or a piece of electronics equipment that will enhance the game for everybody? If your GM has a shitty computer, right, you're all going to suffer. So why not benefit them and benefit the group? So, yes, the gifts shown on N-World, they're interesting. Don't get me wrong. And it's the kind of gift like, well, what do you get the GM that has everything? Well, not another dice tower. Because again, I swear to God, if you want a dice tower, you already own one or more. And if you don't have a dice tower, odds are you'll never want to use one. So getting a GM a dice tower is probably one of the worst things you can do. That's my opinion. Maybe your DM has been going, I want a dice tower. That's the other thing too. Listen to your DM's needs. If they are saying, oh man, at some point I'd really like to run the Wilderlands, but I can't afford it on eBay. Pull your monies, grab it, gift it. That is really what I think the holidays should be about. It isn't getting your GM something that they're not going to use, and it's going to go and be put aside. Coins. Like, I'm really going to break these out during the fucking game, right? I'm not going to be breaking out fantasy coins. Maybe you'll all get a souvenir of the campaign. No. Get them something that they will use in-game with you all. It's not that hard. Really. And again, I'm making suggestions. There are no affiliate links involved in any of this stuff. Take care of your GM as if they're a member of your family and community, which they basically are, right? They are enabling you all to gather, whether it's virtually or face-to-face, and share in a communal experience. And I think the gift should certainly be something that will be a communal experience. My personal take on it. I could be wrong. Maybe coming out there is going to go, 10 car, you're full of shit. Guess what? You won't be the first person to say it. Just saying. All right. On that note, tomorrow, Talking Crit, 8 p.m., Bad Mike will be at the Shore. I will be in the Poconos. So we're both going to be doing it more remote than our normal remoteness. Any case, should be a good show. It always is. Thursday will also likely be from up here. I think Friday I'll be home. Other than that, we are still in the midst of the world of COVID. What does that mean? Folks, please use your common sense. Really, it's all I ask. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, roll them well, and God willing, 8 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, Talking Crit with myself and Bad Mike Battalato. All right, folks, thank you so much. I'm out of here.